Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR680, with the manager of the Giants. Bruce, 4 weeks in already. How do you assess coming out of spring training to where you are right now?
Well, I think we're starting to come together. I mean, we have one tough series there that really set us back a little bit, the Arizona series. And losing that first game, that seemed like that threw us in a funk and ended up losing four games here. And, you know, that's what's probably been my biggest disappointment up to this point right now, Marty. Because really, overall, I think we've been okay. The pitching's been really good at times, spotty, and at other times, and same with the offense. But, you know, I feel like, you know, we're starting to, you know, get a better feel, you know, with the pitching, the bullpen. We're still, you know, trying to get our matchups there with Romo and Contos out. So, you know, we're 500 right now. It's not where we want to be, but I think we're set to, you know, play a little bit better, more consistent ball.
How do you like the hitter in the nine spot? And this was something new for you. And you got Pagan, Span, of course, then you panic. Now Duffy's back in the three spot. Is this something that's going to stay for a while? Do you feel comfortable with it?
Well, I am going to mix up a little bit, like I am today with pitcher hitting in a nine spot, but I think you have to look at what Angel Pagan's doing. So I think it's working well hitting him ninth. I think it gives him a sense of comfort knowing that Span's behind him. They're going to pitch to him. Gives me two speed guys there. I do like that. Originally, all that was done because I was going to put Buster in a three hole, but now with Duffy going back to the three hole, I'm going to leave it only because, you know, I think it's been working with what Angel's been doing, and gives us, you know, three speed guys really before we get to Buster with Span and Pagan and, of course, Duffy, who can steal a base for you. But, yeah, Buster's getting a day off, and the pitcher probably go back to the nine spot.
And it also gives you a chance to do things because Duffy and Panic can handle the bat. And if you get either Pagan or Span on ahead of him, it gives you a chance to do a little hit and run, which I've noticed you're doing a little more of.
Yeah, with Denard, he can be a straight stealer. You don't have to hit and run with him. So when we run it, we try to. I just want to keep reinforcing with Denard. You know, this is a run and hit. I want you to take off like you're going to steal that base in case Panic or Duffy don't make contact. But, you know, with the Panic Duffy thing, both of them are good hit and run guys. You know, they're going to probably put in play and make some good contact. So it does give me some options there, particularly when you're facing a tough pitcher and you got to find a way to score a run. You know, those guys are guys I can do some things with.
I like Span's pitches per at bat, and I mentioned this earlier. Panic said, you know something? I get to watch a lot of pitches before I get up there between Pagan and Span, and I think that matters.
I think it matters. First of all, you know, we're trying to get the pitcher to work out there, so Span's doing a great job of that as a leadoff hitter. And like Joe says, now he gets a pretty good read on his stuff, but probably also how they're going to pitch him similar. And if you watch certain hitters, you know, the pitcher, he'll get in a pattern. He'll pitch guys a certain way, and I could see pitchers pitching both of them in a similar fashion. So I think it does help Joe out.
All right, just a thought about Kane and PV. The first three are giving you seven plus. Very nice. I think you're even averaging over six innings per start from a starter, which means the bullpen is three or less, which is important. But what about the 4-5 spot? How do you assess it?
Well, I think you have to be encouraged with Peavy's last start. He went seven innings, so he's joining the club, and that's always a good thing. And not looking for Jake to go seven every time out, but I think it was big for him to go seven and overcome that little hurdle that he was going through, just like Matt Cain. Matt Cain was, he was stuck in that fifth inning. Now he got to the sixth, And he just had some tough luck in his last start. You know, the sun ball and a couple of dribblers that went for base hit. So I see those guys getting us deeper in the game. I know in early go they had a tough time, but I am very encouraged with both of them where they're at, and I think they're two good four or five type starters that are going to help us.
Okay. Is there an order yet for the right-hander in the eighth inning yet? We know Casilla's got the ninth inning, but do you have an order yet for seventh and eighth inning on the righties?
The order will be dictated by who's coming up on their club. Lefties, righties, there's left, right, left. You know, there's a righty mixed in. I think Osich would be a guy I would go to. I got to be careful I don't overuse him. Because Marty, he's one of the easy ones to put in there because he covers you if they put a right-hand hitter up there. But, you know, you got to include Lopez in that mix. If it's a lefty, I know they won't pinch hit for like a Gonzalez in Colorado or L.A., then you'll probably see Lopez. And then, of course, Guerin, I like what he's doing. And Strickland, he's got the equipment to do it. We just got to get him to pitch a little bit more and not try to power his way through them. So, and then I don't want to leave out Law. I've seen what he can do to left-hand hitters. The time he faced Adrian Gonzalez, he throws 95, 96, has two different breaking balls and a changeup. So he's got the equipment to get the lefties out along with the righties. So you saw the other day, if I started go seven, I could use them all in one inning to get through it.
Last night on the Dodger broadcast, I was listening to it on the way home. Kevin Kenney says, you are the best in baseball at handling a bullpen. How do you like that?
Well, it's not showing right now. We'll be fine in the bullpen. But, I've been blessed with, some nice weapons down there. And it's nice to have the type of guys that, can pitch late in the ball game. I've said this so many times that when you have three or four guys who have the experience and are comfortable, it makes it easier, whether there's a Romo, Lopez, Affelt when he was here, and of course Casilla. But now, and I'm going to include these young guys. I think they can handle it, and they'll get better as the year goes with these close games we're playing.
All right. Appreciate you being on. Have a nice trip.
Hi, Marty. Yeah. You're not coming to New York. You're big in New York, aren't you?
Well, my hometown of Brooklyn. If you go to PS 235, you'll see where I hit it over the fence.
All right. Well, I'll take the team bus over there, and we'll take some pictures.
Hey, I did a show Sunday, just before I leave you, on wiffle ball and playing stickball. Did you ever play any stickball or wiffle ball?
I was a huge wiffle ball fan. Not a lot of stickball. We did play some, but we played wiffle ball every day after school. I couldn't wait to, we had a perfect yard for it. Had a fence there, had bases, and we had about eight of us that, we rushed home to go play wiffle ball, and we played till dark. And I think that's one of the best games for young kids because the wiffle ball's moving. You got to learn to hit the breaking ball and those type things. But also just running the bases. It just builds instincts. And it's a great game. I wish kids played it more.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, Bruce.
All right, Marty. Good talking with you. Thank you.
All right. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.